Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin paragraph in the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Eidos, Laws of Testimony, and Sefer Shevet, the Book of Judges. We continue the theme of the previous paragraph regarding the leniency as it applies to the laws of Mammon in contrast to that of Din Nefashos. As we discuss specifically in this paragraph regarding the combination of the witnesses. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding first explaining how that applies to the laws of capital punishment. Eid in Nefashos. Regarding witnesses that apply to a capital punishment case. We need to have that both of them are Roy Mesa'isa Ver Kachem. They both saw the one who committed the sin together. They have to testify together. Ubevezin Echad and in the same court. And those are requirements by Din Nefashos. But regarding monetary law, they don't need this. Ketzer Haso. So let's say one of the witnesses saw him from this window when he committed the sin. And another witness saw him from a different window. So, if the two witnesses were able to see each other, they combine because it's seeing it together. They cannot see each other, they don't combine. So, as long as the one who's warning, a third person is warning the one who's committing the sin, the witnesses see him, and he sees the witnesses, and witnesses see him. So even though the witnesses don't see each other, Hamasa Mitzar from the one who's warning him combines the two witnesses because they at least see him and he's that center point. But it has to be that they're seeing it at the same time. Let's say both witnesses were in the same house. One of six is hanging out the window. He sees this guy doing malacha on Shabbos in the street. Someone's warning him. He sticks his head in. He tells his friend, now the second guy sticks his head out the window. He sticks his head out of the same window, but oh, and he sees him. Wow, he's being Mechal Shabbos. Aim and Starf, and they don't combine. Because they didn't see it at the same time. Until they see it together at the same time. Let's say you have two witnesses seeing him from one window. You have two other witnesses seeing him from a different window. And there's one guy, a fifth person, who's warning him there in the middle. So when some of them see some of them, we consider all four people as one set of witnesses. The relevancy of that is, even though it's enough just with two of them, either one of those peers, if one of those four people are a car of apostle Eidus, actually nullifies the whole testimony of all of them. And if, let's say one of them becomes Zayman, you don't kill them until they all have Hazama. Now, but let's say they didn't see each other. And you don't have that the one that's warning them sees both peers and they see him, so he's not combining them. Then those are considered two separate peers of testimony. And l'fikach, then what comes out is interesting. If it turns out that only one of the two peers are this hazama done with them and saying, wait a second, how did you guys testify? You saw you were in a different place at the same time. So what happens is, huvehim neragim, the defendant gets executed because there's another pair of witnesses that would not have hazama and there's two witnesses. And the pair of witnesses that hazama also get executed as the halacha of hazama is. Sharehu, because the defendant himself, Nerig Be'edis HaKat HaShniyah, he gets executed because the testimony of the second pair of witnesses who Hazama was not done with. So he gets executed, but at the same time, the pair of witnesses who had Hazama done with them, they will have Hazama, they will get executed also. Halacha Beis continues now in contrast, the halacha of combining the witnesses as it applies to monetary law. Abba B'din the Mammon is regarding a monetary case. Even though the witnesses did not see each other, there's testimony combined. So let's say one of them says, in front of me, this guy lent him on that day. Or in front of me, he admitted to him that he owed him the money. And the second witness says, I also testify that he lent him in front of me. Or even admitted on a different day. Because at least they're both saying that he admitted. So even though it wasn't at the same time, they both combine. So one of them says, in front of me he lent him. Says, in front of me he admitted to him. So a different testimony. But they're both saying the same idea. Or let's say the first one says, in front of me he admitted. And the second guy testifies at a later point in time, says, in front of me he lent him, which could be maybe a different loan. It doesn't make a difference. They're going to combine regarding monetary law. So at a time when they testify in court. You could have, as one of the other criteria that we said that Eidin Nefashos requires, you could have one of them come and we hear what he's saying today. When the other witness comes at a later point in time, we hear what he has to say. When Mitzraf and Zelazin, they combine with each other. When Mitzin, Bahem, Hamam, and through them, you can extract the money. That's the second halacha that we said, that by Eidin Nefashos you have to testify at the same time. Yeah, they could testify on different days. Halacha, hey. So let's say one of the witnesses were a witness in the writing, in the document. The other one said it orally. Mitzvah they combine. And moreover, even though one's written and one's orally, and even the one who said his testimony was not written, he's saying it orally. If he says, Ani kanisi miyadai, that I actually did a kinyan with Absuder from the hand of the borrower, that I could write and sign in the document and give it over to the lender, al dabazef for this thing, but just believe Bahamalbazeb, but just the lender didn't come for it. And he didn't ask me to write, so if I didn't write, but really I was able to because I read a kinyan from the borrower. Shnei mitzdar from Lassa Milbashta, they actually both combined to make the loan that as if it was a loan recorded in a document, which has more power than that of an oral loan. And they cannot say that I paid him up because it has the thrust of a milva bishtar, because he says that he had that kinyan from the bar. Let's say one of the witnesses testifying in this court. And the other witness actually testifying in a whole different court. You have a bezin, itzel bezin, vitzavrei dusim. You could have the two courts come to each other, and then they combine the testimony they got, thus combining the two witnesses. So let's say the two witnesses testify in this court. Then they testify in another court. Now what happened was, let's say the court wasn't able to go ahead and finally judge the case until, let's say, some of the members left. You could have one member of each one of the courts and combine with the other members of the court. That's how far they can go with combining. Now, avla aid, but the witness, imadayin, with the judge, she'idu b'shnei aid mafanav, that the two witnesses testify in front of him, the witness, one witness, and that one judge, are aim mitzav, and they cannot combine, because once the other two judges left, the judge that's remaining cannot combine with one of the witnesses to testify in front of another court for the kei mashtar, because their testimony is not the same. The witness is testifying that he recognized that the signatures on the document. The judge is just testifying that he received the testimony in front of him with his bezdin. So it's not really testifying the same thing, and therefore that would not be able to combine. Halacha zayin, regarding combining the testimony only if it's a full testimony. Although he said that you combine the testimonies, even though we won't do it by din of fashion, but we'll do it by monetary testimony. But tzoch shiod kol echad mishneim b'chol dava. It has to be that each one of the witnesses are testifying a testimony on the whole thing, like we explained this on Lacha Beis. Let's say one of the witnesses are testifying regarding only part of the idea. And the other witness testifying regarding the other part of the idea. You cannot verify, you cannot substantiate this case from the testimony of both of them. Shemak says in the pasuk in Devarim, based on testimony of the two witnesses, then you can verify that both have to be saying the whole thing. So let's say Zelim, this one says regarding a field that was being contested, and he doesn't have a document, but if he was here 3 years, he has a chazaka, and then he gets to keep it. Now you have to have two witnesses to verify that you were there 3 years. What happens if Zelim, one of the witnesses, says, "Oh, plainly achal sal desur shana plainis. I know that first year this person was eating the produce of that year. He was the year number one." Vizen, the second witness, says, "Hey, he testified shachal shoshni." He says, "I could testify he was there the second year." Vizen, the third witness, "Hey, shachal shoshni," that he ate it on the third year. Emet starfen eidu shlashtam ba'imim. We don't combine the testimony of all three of them, and we say, "Okay, hadachal shoshanim." We have eidus number one on year one, eidus number two, and then eid number three on year three. No, we don't combine to say, "Oh, he has a chazaka; he was here 3 years." Because kol echad ve'echad hey b'mixes a dava. Each one of the witnesses are only partially testifying because he's only saying about one of the years. That's not a chazaka, and therefore that cannot combine. So let's say this one testifies, he wants to testify that he's an adult, which he has to have two pubic hairs. He says, "Look, I can testify, I saw one here on the right side." But then when the other one says, on the same day, I saw here on the left side. Oh, so he's an adult because he has two hairs. No, Eimet Starf and Divish Neim. We don't combine the words of the two of them, Kedish Nemesis, that we should say, so they both testified, Shay Zay Godel Beyemplein, and that day he was an adult. No. Each one of them is only testifying regarding part of this among them. One here is not enough. Two. You're saying one and you're saying the other one. That doesn't combine. And I feel like Eidush Neim Besar Achas, even if two are testifying regarding one here, Ve'idush Neim Besar Achas, and the other two are testifying regarding another here, so you have each here having two witnesses, doesn't make a difference. So they call kolkat mehem idal chatzidabe. Each pair of witnesses only testify regarding half of the thing. It's not considered a valid testimony. But in meidah achas, if one of the witnesses testifies, shudasashti sadas b'tzad yamin, he says, "I saw two hairs," which is a full testimony. He has adult with only two. "I saw two hairs b'tzad yamin on the right side." Veidah shnei, in the second testimony, shudasashti sadas b'tzad simon, that he saw two hairs on the left side. So they're both saying a full testimony, even though they're different hairs, but they're both saying he's an adult, then it's sarfin, then they're going to combine. If there's anything similar like that, then they could go ahead and combine. Because it's a edus b'chol davar.